Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nickel with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant, look this back, I'm counting this. You say with my boobay, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie girl with my face stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Piss out your per diem, you just gotta hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Good evening and welcome to the code. I am your hostess, Imazade. I have my co-host on the line. Keisha Taylor Williams and Drea's here. Drea's here. We waiting on Ron to come in.
Did I need to be a co-host? Like
I didn't qualify for that shit either.
I'm
about to start drinking. I've already had a glass of wine, but my start tonight is one of them nights where I ain't had no liquor in my wine in a long time.
Oh, all right then.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Jack Daniels in my wine. Do I want to do Hennessy in my wine, or do I want to do Jack in my wine?
Mm-hmm. You know what?
I'm doing Jack.
Do Jack.
Do some Jack. Cause y'all know I love me some Jack. Jack is my boyfriend on the low. And we don't spend too much as much time as we used to spend together because of my job.
Oh, damn.
But yeah. I'm off for a few days. And so, me and Jack, we're going to get real.
Go
funny.
Ahead. And you know he is. Go ahead.
I know he did. Because he's my boyfriend. And that's what we do. He knows how to love me when I need to be loved instead of these raggedy-ass niggas.
There you go.
Nigga, can you roll your window up?
Oh, Lord.
Somebody's in the street. Send them back to the street. Da-da-di-da-di-da.
I don't think he ever left the street.
Girl, listen. That nigga for the streets. So tonight, we are here, and we are talking. You know what? I'm going to mute your phone line, Dre, because I can't take that. I can't take that noise. I cannot. I'm sorry. Let me know when you want to come back in, or you let your window up. So tonight, we're ass-ish that may have come up in conversation this week, or because we ain't got shit to do with life. Yeah, so it might be random. It might not be as random because there may be some conversations that we may have had that weren't as random as they need to be. So that's what we're doing tonight. So, that's what we are.
Sounds good to me.
All right, and so we drink. We cuss. The smoker's not quite here yet. Maybe he'll wake up within the next 20 minutes because you know the nigga sleep.
Yes, yes.
And we say inappropriate-ass things. So do you want to start it off?
I can. All right, so one of the things that I have observed over the last couple of weeks, and I think we've been making fun of it, you know, in the office, in the, you know, in the inbox, is these women that are going to get these BBLs. I came across something today that literally tickled my spirit further than the other thing I sent you this week. That thing said, all of y'all going to Dominican Republic to get these BBLs. Come September, little Raekwon better not come to school with no school supplies.
Oh, the money from the stimulus that you getting every month at this point. I think they're supposed to be starting that at some point. I don't know. I don't get none. But you spent it on your ass. That we can't really tell that you got a new ass. Because
we can't see it yet, because you're still recovering.
Mm-mm, honey, that's not his. That's got the ass, and you can't tell because their ass ain't gained all the fucking weight that they supposedly lost back. So now you look like you just got extra weight on you because you've been eating, bitch. So,
Lord.
I'm sorry, that was a D.
Oh, Lord.
I meant it. But yeah, or you've been getting roasted about your little sorry ass because you should have got a little bit more, and you should have got the size that matched your ass. You got the size. The size was probably an extra $5,000. You spent, you know, good 10 on the ass. You should have spent the extra 5 to get your size too.
You didn't spend no 10. Because they going to the Dominican Republic and everywhere else, them things is
$5,500.
Mm. I said, what in the what? Yes, $5,500. You can get you a BBL in the Dominican Republic. I said, I'm going to go to the Dominican Republic and let them do anything to me.
That's about it. Besides,
hand me a margarita. That's about
it. That is a foreign country that don't care about your health. Listen.
Okay.
Because when we talked about it, because I said it here on the show. Once I've reached my goal weight, which I'm only about 11 pounds from that bitch, I'm going to get my stomach done because I have a mommy tummy. And that shit ain't going nowhere. I had a C-section with my girls. So I've had this stomach since they've been born. Listen, I've dropped 50 pounds at this point. Me going to get my stomach done and getting my ass lifted up a little bit ain't going to bother a single soul. You hear me? And if it bothers you, then you know what, bitch, I don't care. You know, you can get my ass. But one thing you want to see is that my ass and my thighs are going to fucking match. Because I already got the size.
There you go.
I already got a little bit of ass. I just need to lift it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Lord, I just don't know. But is it just be out here?
I don't know.
And because I was walking through the airport, and I kid you not, yesterday. That's why people probably thought I was talking about somebody specific. But no, I was walking through the airport yesterday, doing my job, going to my job. And I saw this girl. First of all, it looked like she had on butt pads. But I said, that's not butt pads. She's got on some two little panties, and her thighs and her ass don't match. Hey, girl, I want to tap you on your shoulder and tell you that your ass and your thighs don't match. Okay, bye. They don't match.
Lord.
No. Maybe. You really should have.
My whole thing is, so what is the look they be going for? Because, like, when they go to the doctor, when they go there, right, do they take pictures of bumblebees and ants and be like, this what
you
I
dumb.
Want? Or
I don't. So what they do? They have you send in pictures of yourself first, like your front, your back, your side, all of that, so they can see what they're working with. So they tell you, like, hey, this is the areas that you need to work on. This is what you need to do. And we're going to, you know, move this to here and everything. Mm-hmm. So that's what they tell you. So some of these women, they opting for not getting the full service. So what they, because they'll tell you, like, you know what, you need to look proportionate, you know, because some women, they look good. Some women, not so much. But they tell you what they're going to do. And I can send you pictures of this lady. She was shaved like SpongeBob SquarePants. Exactly. Let me go find it. She was shaped like SpongeBob squared pants, and they fixed her butt. You hear me? Listen, they fixed her. Matter of fact, I'm going to send it to your DM. And when you see the way she was shaped, you're going to be like, the fuck? What? Yeah, you needed that.
Oh, yes.
Yep. So they tell you what they need, that you need to fix. At least with her thigh, like, now that they pull some shit up, now your thighs and your ass match, because your thigh, your butt, and your stomach and your waist and shit, you didn't have one. You need to have one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And then, like, I have some questions. So my next one is the recovery, right? Okay. So you went to you went somewhere, whether you went to Miami, you went to the Dominican Republic, wherever you went, your recovery time. Now, listen, I ain't been on a plane in a while, but from what I remember, you got to sit down. So if you got all of this stuff done, right, how is you sitting on the plane? And don't that hinder like part of the recovery?
So when you see these women in these wheelchairs, right? This is because they did not pay for the recovery house. They're supposed to stay at least 10 days. Or 10 days to 2 weeks, because they tell you you can't fly in the first 10 days because you can't sit down for a long period of time. We're not going to let you sit on your donut on the airplane. We're not going to let you sit up and your ass is tooted out on the airplane. Ma'am, you got to sit down and put your goddamn seatbelt on.
So they're
supposed to stay a little while longer than what they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, these bitches is out here just into the right.
Okay.
Looking a mess.
Now they coming back from the Dominican Republic, and now they got all that work done, and they uncomfortable, and they got the faja on and everything else, and they look the same because they fucked up their recovery because they didn't stay at the house. Lord.
They didn't stay like they were supposed to. Now, personally, I will be, you have options. You can go to the recovery house. And pay anywhere else, you will pay the same. But I also have a friend who is a traveling nurse, and she has people who like to do this shit, and she would take care of you for that. Like, it's not like a regular hotel, but it would be like either an Airbnb where you can be comfortable. She would take care of your meals. She will take care of your massages that you have to get daily. She will change your sutures. She'll make sure that, you know, your bags and stuff is not leaking and all that stuff. Because you still got shit attached to you. So she will do all of that for a fee. She will make sure you get transportation back and forth. She'll travel to Miami. I know she travels to Miami, and she would travel to Atlanta with you. She would even rent a van so that you know, you can be comfortable and you not have to fly. Yeah. So they don't want to pay the extra money. Listen, it's probably good to pay the extra money. First of all, you shouldn't have went the cheap route, one. And then if you got the extra money to pay it since you went cheap, you should not have to redo it.
Yeah. I was like, I just didn't understand. And I was like, because I seen on TikTok, that is a very big thing. Women are getting, you know, mommy makeovers. And they are showing the progress. And I was like, so you flying with bags attached to you after you just had surgery where you're not supposed to be sitting down?
You're not supposed to be sitting down. You're supposed to be, you know, tooted up or laying down but not laying on your ass. So, yeah.
Because you can't lay on your side.
Mm-mm.
Depending on what you got done. Lord.
Exactly. Mm-mm. So for me, when I get ready to go, I'm going to have to take some time off from work. I'm probably going to have to get my friend to go along with me. And I'm going to, I'm going to have to do some things. Ron, about to bring you in. Dre, have you let your window up yet? You haven't pressed the button to say so.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Ron.
What's going on, peoples?
Hey, Ron.
I'm talking about random movies.
Right.
What are you confused about?
Because you said when you go, you're going to have to take your friend with you. And I'm like, is Dre going to get his ass done, like, too? Like what's going on?
No,
like,
she was talking about her friend that's a traveling nurse. Lord, you missed that part.
Right. I missed it. That's why I'm like, wait, is she talking about Dre? Is Dre getting a titty job? What's going on here? I don't know. I'm confused.
Not a titty job. Okay.
He got titties already?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so Ron, we are back to Dre.
Ron, how did you just get here? How did you just get here and causing mayhem and confusion already?
No, because I was a little confused when I walked into the door, and you know what I'm saying, and seeing, like, the resident of the house cleaning and like, the maid was sitting down watching TV like it was the Jeffersons. So I didn't know what the dynamic was. I was confused.
I hate it here.
Yeah,
I often wonder why. I wonder. Jesus Christ. But we are talking about the ladies who are going to get the Brazilian butt lift and not doing the recovery the right way. That's what we're talking about.
Bitches.
Oh, Lord. But, yeah, I'm going. And like I said, listen, once I get down to my goal weight, and me and my doctor have had a whole conversation about it. Whole conversation. Multiple times. He's like, oh, you're close to your goal weight. What you want to do? I was like, well, I really want to get to the goal weight. And he was like, okay, well, you got 3 months. You got 3 months to get down to your goal weight, and you got 3 months to get your A1C down to where I want it to be. Yes, sir. All right. We got there. We're about to do some shit. So if you see me walking anywhere from 5 to 8 miles a goddamn day, look, I got goals to meet, and a bitch is trying to get her ass and her stomach done.
Wait, you said your A1C, is that a pair of sneakers? What's that?
No,
nigga, that's
Jesus.
So wrong. Okay, so if the world
like,
does
that,
not
that,
know,
that sounds like Air Force One classic. That's not what A1C stands for.
No, nigga, that's your numbers when you are a type 2 diabetic, and they need to be a certain level so that you can heal properly.
Oh, it's not sneakers. My bad. I'm sorry.
This nigga's dumb. This nigga dumb.
No, I was confused again. My bad. I didn't really.
Nigga, have you been drinking and smoking today? What you been doing all day?
I'm just saying. I was confused because I'm sorry. Please continue. I'm sorry.
So
I'll shut up.
Once we get that down to a level that he likes it, then guess who's going to get their ass and their stomach done? Me. I am.
Yep.
And I'm going to a black doctor. That's it. Even though my doctor referred me to some white woman, no. She don't understand that I got ass, I got titties, and I got thighs. I like to keep all that shit, just get rid of the stomach and lift my butt up a little bit. You ain't got none of that. I'm going to go see this black man who can appreciate it.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
What? It's
a friend. Did this nigga just say she didn't want a fuck racist lift? Is that what she said? She said she wanted
that's
a nigga
exactly
booty.
That's not
what I said.
She said she didn't want. She did not want a racist lift. That's what she said. That's what she said she wanted.
That's what she said,
yeah.
Right?
That's
what I said. See, I wasn't confused that time. I was pretty. I was pretty on point with that one. Yeah, all right.
Nigga here. That nigga here. Ron, what's your random thing since you're now here? What's your random thing?
Oh,
I hearing that real quick. I said he'll probably be here within the next 20 minutes. Listen at that. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's your random, Ron?
Random bullshit, right. I'm sick of fucking, all right, so I grew up in New York, lived there most of my life. It was very, very, very easy to get around New York without owning a business. But then I moved down here, and vehicles are damn near mandatory, so cool. And you start realizing how fucking tenuous it is because you are at the mercy of said vehicle if it don't want to fucking act right. All right? Or if some bullshit happened and now you got to come up out your pocket with $1,700 for no fucking reason to get some shit fixed.
That's real specific.
I'm just saying. That shit be getting on my fucking nerves. That all of a sudden now you gotta get a fucking regulator for your fucking window. And now the motherfucker talk about, yeah, it's $250 for the part and $220 for the motherfucking for the labor. And then you look online and the part don't cost $40. Say, nigga, did you just try to charge me $250 for a $40 motherfucking part, you motherfucking bastard, you? Oh, I'm sorry. I was then. I don't even want to talk no more. I'm upset right now. I'm done.
Okay, I understand. Can you not go buy the part and he put the part on and you just pay him to put the part on?
Nigga, I done went and bought the part already. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that nigga. If I gotta go to motherfucking YouTube, break my fucking door and drive around like the motherfucking Flintstones with no motherfucking fucking doors on my car, I would do that shit instead of paying that motherfucker. He gets nothing from me. Fuck him.
All right, okay. Well, that was Ron. And Ron said, F that young man who tried to overcharge him on some bullshit.
So he was an old cracker, and I said, fuck him, not F.
Nigga, F, fuck, same goddamn letter in word.
You know, I'd be confused sometimes. I thought you was talking about, you know what
I'm
saying?
You've been awfully confused a lot lately.
I'm just saying, I thought you were talking about matching booty lifts before, so I didn't know what you were talking about, so obviously I was confused. My bad.
This nigga here. I'm not doing this shit.
What I heard you say is that you were going to get a whole body done, but you didn't need the top part of your body, so you was going to let your best friend get the top part while you get the bottom part, and y'all was going to be like a two-for-one, like a whole body, but like
no.
One person.
No. No.
Oh, my God.
Ain't no shit that I said.
No.
That ain't no shit. And then why would I choose Dre? Why wouldn't I choose one of my
girlfriends? You said your best friend, so I thought, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga ain't the only best friend I got. Even though he tried to be like the only best friend I got, I got more than one friend.
I was confused. I'm sorry. I apologize.
People,
I was wrong.
Why is it that people? So I was having a conversation with one of my coworkers yesterday, and we were talking about friendships, and we were talking about how people, when you go and you look at them, and you know how you can tell who somebody's friend, like you always see them together. You be like, you know what, her and her best friend, they stay doing some shit. You know what I'm saying? You can tell who the friends
mm-hmm.
are, like the solid friendship. And then you have people who's like, why the fuck they always in random goddamn pictures with these random ass people? You don't never see them with one solid ass friend. And so you sit and you think, you be like, you know what? You're right. I ain't seen them with no solid ass one friend. Every time I see they got a new bitch, ugly bitch, some bitch, you know. And that shows me that they don't know how to be a friend, because you switch friends like you switch your drawers.
Maybe it's just like, no, so maybe you missing it. Maybe, like, you remember Space Jam with Michael Jordan, and, you know what I'm saying, like, maybe it's just a different member of the Monstars every time you see them. So maybe, you know what I'm saying, like, one day the bitch, you know what I'm saying, looking like Charles Barkley, and then the next day you get a Patrick Ewing bitch. You know what I mean? It's all the same team is what I'm saying. So is it, you think that they strangers,
mm-mm.
but they really the
mm-mm.
team. She has a different ugly bitch on a different, no?
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to shut up again.
Because you, Ron, you have friends that you had back in high school that's still your friends. Like them your aces from way back. Right? Then you got
don't
your,
speak
you,
for
got,
me.
You might have.
Please don't speak for me.
Nigga, I'm just saying. Well, Keisha Taylor Williams. That's your new name.
This nigga got motherfucker and a fucking hyphenated name. This nigga is hyphenated now. I'm fucking done.
Yes, because I'm a married woman now. I'm a married woman now. So, yes.
But you know what I'm speaking of, right?
Yo, she sounds like Sugar Avery. I'm married now. Daddy.
Yes.
I'm married.
Yes, I'm married now. No, I know someone like that. Like every couple of months or so, she got a new friend.
Right.
And they
and
always
the common denominator. And the common denominator
mm-hmm.
is that person who keeps switching the fucking friends. So to me, it's like you the messy bitch. Don't nobody like hanging around you more than 3 months, because you always got some shit with you. No matter where you go, you got some shit with you. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Ron. You ain't got no solid-ass friends. And don't nobody really like you. Like, nobody. How nobody like you? Bitch, you ain't got no friends. We can tell. We can tell. You ain't got no friends. Don't nobody like you. Your kids don't like you. Your mama halfway don't like you.
Friends, ones
like
we can depend on.
This nigga in this song.
Friends.
This nigga.
Yep.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Like, you can look at my post, and if I'm talking to my friends or we hanging, I'm not hanging with 1,000 different people.
No.
I got a pretty solid circle. And we've been friends for 20-plus years and ain't never fell out over no nigga. We ain't never fell out over no fuck shit. If we have a problem, we can call each other like, hey, girl, look, listen, I didn't like X, Y, and Z that you did. Now, as your friend, I'm going to be able to come to you and tell you I ain't like it. But, you know, it's your choice and the shit that you do. But as your friend, I ain't like it.
All right. I got a question.
And you know what? The same thing goes for people in relationships. Like, I've seen this, too.
So we've been, like, COVID been around for, like, what?
We're going to say... Almost
2 years.
We can round it up. Maybe about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some people with, like, in like, 4 different relationships.
During COVID? Oh, hell no.
And I'm like, so, I mean, out in the world, too. So y'all traveling.
Hmm.
And y'all out here doing stuff. Like, but this your fourth man. It's what is this? It's July. Lord, I'm rushing the month. This is July. You on your fifth boyfriend this year.
Mm. So every other month? Wow.
And now you're pregnant.
Mm. Holy moly. Oh, Lord. You weren't having sex with your mask on.
Mm-mm. You wasn't
or
having sex
else.
With a mask on or a condom, for that matter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's out here loose. Spreading the COVID
and
your cat
like,
around.
So you pregnant, and but you just, like, your youngest is, like, 3.
Mm. 5 different men.
So you had that one not too long ago. So now you got another one on the way, and it ain't like it's early. Like you took she did some Cardi B next. Like she decided to stay off social media, and then one day she just popped up with a belly. But I mean, okay.
Girl, that ain't no.
And business. Now
you ain't been sitting around drinking beer.
No, it's a belly-belly.
Mm.
Like, it's a belly-belly.
Drink my wine.
Like, what are you doing out here? I mean, they was at barbecue. Like, she pregnant. She had barbecues. She had the 4th of July cookout. She here, she there. They all, no mask, no nothing. Just out here.
Just out here. Ain't been vaccinated.
Mm-mm. Ain't vaccinated and ain't on birth control, child.
Oh, she just all around ain't protected, huh?
And she on this her fifth boyfriend.
It's her fifth boyfriend, her second child.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of 2-month-old Tata Quanisha, Gerald, you are not the father.
That was the last man you was with. That was Gerald.
That was Gerald.
He gonna take off running. That was Gerald. And what was the baby name?
High five.
High five in the audience. You know, what girl, we can help you find the other daddies. Do you know who they are? Do you want them to be tested?
I thought it was Joe. He's the only man I was sleeping with. I don't know who the daddy is, Mark. Can you help me? Oh, I'm sorry.
We can help you. We can take care of it for you. Because more, that's the only way more is going to get you back on the show. Because your ass was set up here and slept with 18 men and one goddamn night, you nasty bitch. You.
That, yay.
Sound like a good time to me.
Now, I don't know if y'all remember. Like, I started watching Maury a long time ago, but it was this one woman, I'll never forget her. Her name was Marisol. She had the most visits to Maury for a paternity test for one child.
This makes first name.
Yeah, here she remembers.
That's how many times she was on Maury. Like, she was on there so many times.
For this one child.
I'm done.
And we still don't know who that baby daddy is. That don't make no sense.
Yo, the worst part, so a dude that I know, I've known for the last year or two. And all right, little dude. We were having a conversation, and I got to know him. You know what I'm saying? You know, you deal with somebody, you have a conversation with them, now you know him a little more, and few months pass by, you have a call, you know him a little more. So we have a conversation the other day. I find out that this nigga's cousin was on Maury three times for motherfucking paternity test. I said, nigga, your cousin.
No, here we go. I had to Google her. It says she was a guest who appeared on Maury from 2001 to 2014. She had 17 total DNA tests for her six children.
I mean, what the fuck you want me to say after that?
Oh, wait. I'm lying. There was another woman.
Demise. What the fuck kind of, you know what I'm saying, response is that fucking gonna? I don't fucking know.
No, it's another woman. Her name was Shalonda.
She had the most DNA tests. She had 19 tests for her three children.
Ma'am.
See, but you don't know that it's 19 niggas for children because, like, William could have been three separate tests, one for each child. You know what I'm saying? Can we help out a little bit?
Okay, go ahead and divide 19. You know, divide 19.
Nigga, this ain't a math class. We ain't doing that.
You're talking about some, you know, William could have been tested three times for all three kids. So that's, William is one. Yes, William had three tests, but William is one person. She ain't sleeping with William. No. Them babies probably got different daddies, and it's 19 of them.
Probably. Nigga, your monkey done got shot up in by fucking 25 different motherfuckers over the last several seasons. And you talking about they may have different fathers?
Another one. So Shalonda, right, she holds the record for the most amount of men tested for one child. She has 17 men tested for her one daughter, Kayla.
I mean, I know how the fuck. Now, so listen. Now, I mean, we can have a rotation, right? We can, you know what I'm saying? We got three niggas in the rotation. Four niggas in the rotation, right? Okay. You can stick them niggas up throughout 7 days. Or you can stick them niggas up throughout a goddamn month. But, bitch, 17 of them motherfuckers and one little kid. Bitch, what kind of party was you at? Where was you at? Was you at a gangbang? Did all the niggas run up in you?
That's exactly what she was at.
She was in the trap.
Listen, Linda.
And now the little bitch is on Pornhub with fucking 18 million views.
Who got 18 million views?
Obviously, this bitch got 17 fucking niggas that nutted in her. And she don't know who the one baby daddy is? Yeah, she got 17 million views. Everybody wants to see this bitch.
she probably ain't the cutest bitch in the world.
And I almost guarantee you her hair ain't hers. It's purchased.
Oh, no. And it's synthetic.
And sold in.
And
more, nigga. There's more. And nigga, there's more.
And that shit melted. Which is been outside for too long.
And it stinks.
And the bitch ain't washed because it's matted.
That's
easy to get out. All you got to do is get some fabric softener. I learned this with my daughter's dolls. You get some fabric softener, and that's how you get all the knots out of the mangled weave. You get fabric softener.
Girl, that shit is plastic. It's synthetic. I am not about to use no dry sheet, whatever the hell you just said. Did you say dryer sheet?
I said fabric softener, not dryer sheet. And no, ain't it? Well, some of their wigs made out of the same thing as Barbie's hair, ain't it?
I don't know nothing at all about nobody's wig.
And you know what I don't know? I don't know if this nigga is telling us the truth. Or if she just was drunk one night and she just fucking got a fucking home remedy and she trying to blame the shit on her. You know, my daughter's doll. Nigga, no, that was you and your motherfucking weave and you found that shit out. You trying to blame your baby now.
You know that she don't wear no damn wig.
She do when she got them fucking sparkly gloves on.
She does not.
I don't wear that because that's not what my husband likes. Because my husband
you throw it out
likes
there.
My natural
you threw it out
hair.
This is twice right now.
Nigga.
And one
mind thing. Mind you, when she first started using them, it was just her man. So fuck it.
right.
And now
right.
My husband. See?
Right, so
see
keep using them shit. Oh, shit.
See how that works out? Now he my husband.
Oh,
and
God.
My husband likes my little curly hair, so I don't be buying the wigs and stuff.
Don't
that's another
no
thing,
wigs?
Too. Now, I got a real serious question, right?
Uh-oh.
I don't know how
Lord.
The weather is where y'all at.
It's hot.
But the weather here, it's been hot as hell. And my question be, so y'all really out here buying these wigs and putting glue on your head and a stocking cap? So you braiding up your real hair if you got any, and you putting on a stocking cap. You got to put the shit on top of the stocking cap. You got to put the makeup on top of that. Then you got to glue that down. Then you got to glue. Like how that helmet ain't hot.
How she said that helmet ain't hot? Yeah, that shit's hot. Hell, look. Listen, I don't understand how they be doing it either because I break a sweat just walking from the employee parking lot to the goddamn airport. And that's just from not the parking lot. Well, parking lot to the shuttle bus to the airport and walking inside. I be hot. So, be hot. And they're like, this feels, it's cool. Bitch, you got an ice pack up under that bitch? Because, it's 800 degrees in the shade in the South.
And I watched a video on, I think it was Instagram, where this lady had got her hair done. She had got a wig. She got a lace front. And the amount of product that they put and they used to put this shit on this woman's head, I said, this will never be me. So she had to braid her hair down. She put oil on her hair. Then she put the cap on her hair. Then she put, like, I guess this is, I don't know what this was called. It looks like tar. She put the tar on the stocking cap that she just put on her head. So then she had to put some glue on that, right? So she put the glue on that. And then she had to put some makeup on the stocking cap. So then she got the lace front,
and she glued down the stocking cap and she put the makeup on it. So then she got the lace front and she had to cut the lace, and then she had to put it on her head. Then she had to glue the front down, and then she had to style it. And I was like, so what happened if you start sweating? Like, what if you start sweating? So now you got makeup. And then she had to put makeup on the lace front too. So if you start sweating and you get hot, like, so the makeup from the stocking cap and the lace front is now dripping down your face. And then the makeup that you put on is drip, so like you just wasting away.
Yep.
And
wear
then
down
another
your
thing,
face.
Like, what if you someplace that is windy?
They had remember Medisa had said that time we talked about it when it was windy, and she said there's like some latches in the back or some shit. I don't know. They hold it down. Remember?
I don't remember that, but I think I was laughing at something Ron said about her being a wig. Oh, he said she was a wig aficionado.
It's me.
That's what he said. She was a wig aficionado.
Y'all niggas know she a fucking.
He did say that.
Wig yo. And y'all go ask me because I said some shit. No, don't listen. I ain't got nothing to do with none of this wig shit. I'm fucking dumb. I don't know none of this shit. I'm not in this.
You called her that, Ron. You said it. I believe it. So we had a question that came up, and I don't know if Ron, so there was a saying that we had found, and Ron, you tell us what it says to you, okay?
I'm listening.
Okay, so let me find it. Okay. A female knows how good dick is. Once a man finds out how good dick is, you'll never be able to keep it from him.
The fuck does that dumb shit mean?
I'm just saying. So we were thinking, first of all, we had to read it twice. Because at first I was like, oh, a female knows how good dick is. Out how good pussy is, he'll never, you know, so that's what I was thinking, but then I had to go back and read it again. He's like, no, that's not the word. The word was that too. Like, he, so, that's a weird shit.
You know what? You know who I think that applies to? I think that applies to dudes that went to jail. And they keep going back to jail for stupid shit. Like, it's one thing if you went to jail and then you went back to jail for some shit that was like, all right, it wasn't necessarily your fault. But, like, shit, like, so you got out of jail and then you went back to jail for the very thing that you went to jail for in the first place.
Like, so your boyfriend's still there and you just want to go back and be with him.
Yes.
Y'all niggas think that fucking Jang-a-Lang is a real person? What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Nigga, that,
ain't no nigga
real,
going
nigga,
to jail for dick, nigga. He could just go
how
to the gay part of town.
How much you want to bet? What you want
to
put money on?
The nigga just
because
go
that
to
nigga,
the village.
Because that nigga could go to jail. He go to jail. He meet, not necessarily Bubba, but Boothang. And they kicking, they, you know what I'm saying? They kicking it hard. He's like, baby, I'm about to get out, you know? And so he get out. He go home to his woman who was like, you know what? You only did 6 months. The judge didn't really break us up that much. But, you know, now if he would have did 12, 13 months, then we would have broke up. But it was only 6. So we still together. So then he gets locked up again. Well, nigga, what the fuck is in there that you want to get going back there? Because I'm out here. And now if you go back this time, the judge is going to break us up. Cause nigga, you almost
he
want to
go.
Strike.
He want to go back. He want
to
go back. And he want to go see. He want.
Bubba
he want to go see. He do.
Bubba Boo.
He want to go see his boo.
Bubba Boo. Bubba Boo.
Mm-hmm.
BB.
Cause he found out how good it is. So he was like, I'm gonna do it again.
I mean, y'all remember me telling y'all the story
gonna,
about the
dude? He not going to get it like that from nobody else. He only going to get it from Bubbles.
See, I'm torn. I'm torn. Because I say a lot of dumb shit, and y'all just let me talk. So I'm just going to let y'all talk on this dumb shit right here. Y'all want to say dumb shit like I say dumb shit sometimes? I'm going to let you talk. I'm not even going to interrupt because y'all show me the respect to say my dumb shit. So I'm going to reciprocate. And let's let you ladies talk. Please continue, by all means, as you were.
I'm just saying, though, no. Nigga, that's just like if Bertha keep going back to jail, Bertha got a whole girlfriend in it. She got a whole girlfriend in there doing all types of shit. And she telling you she ain't doing it. She's like, uh-uh, no, I'm not, baby. You the only man for me. And now it's Beatrice, who's shaped like a linebacker.
Bertha don't even need the rose. She got it by herself. She don't need the rose. She don't need the petals. She don't need none of that. She rose.
Not the petals.
Bertha says she got it under control.
Do y'all know how many big refrigerator back bitches that eat pussy is out here? You ain't got to go to jail for that.
First of all, let me tell you like this here. Let me tell you, if I go get a bitch, right, first and the four of the most, she gonna be a bad bitch. She ain't gonna be no studly bitch. She gonna be fine. She gonna be shaped like she got good sense. She not going to be shaped like no linebacker that she played for the Carolina Panthers or some shit. No. I do not. I can go get a man. I do not want no stud. I'm going to be cracking jokes. She going to get mad, and I'm going to be like, young man, I'm going to need you not to be so upset.
I'm done with you.
And
like,
okay,
sir, can
so
you lower your voice,
sir?
Can you please lower your tone, sir?
Sir, who are you talking to? Are you talking to me?
So now I got
a
question about that.
Oh, Lord.
So, like, so when you do, like, so with the studs, right? So, like, you're still a woman.
I don't know.
So, like, how does that work when you get your monthly? Like,
I don't know what them bitches do.
She got so much motherfucking loose leaf paper up her pussy that she ain't bled in 8 years.
This nigga said loose leaf paper.
Okay. Sorry. I got nothing after that. Loose leaf paper. I don't know.
God damn.
Ain't that what they use in jail? They don't put loose leaf. Oh, my bad. I don't know. I'm just going by oranges and new black shit like that. Wentworth, nigga.
We gonna see if Dre come back in here because we had to put mute him because he was in the car and it was breezy. So we gonna say because you know he
Dre know
back.
About bitches with fucking loose leaf in their pussy.
Dre, you here? That nigga still got that window down.
My window has been up since you told me to close it. It's my air. It's on one.
He ain't got your window down. Anyway.
I beg your pardon. Don't be telling him about a fucking window. He know about his fucking window. It's his fucking window. It ain't your window.
But why would Dre know about women using loose leaf paper in jail?
Cause he likes good.
But why would he know about that? Okay,
well, exactly.
What
Dre got to do with fucking loose leaf fucking ruled college paper in the pussy? What he got to do with that?
I don't know.
But, you know, you were so confused.
Y'all know
because when she
y'all
said we're going to bring Dre in, I was like, what does he know about that? And I'm lost. All right. Well, what does Dre really be doing during the day that he know about women in loose leaf paper?
Okay, so our college rouge vaginite specialist, Dre, he's here to give us the fucking answer on how many sheets can go in one pussy before it stops bleeding.
Oh, God, why are we here? Why, God? I was
how the fuck
are
you supposed to know the answer to that question?
I was trying to say.
If he don't know the answer, can he phone a friend? Oh, maybe she's calling a friend, right?
I'm done here. I'm tired.
See, this
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, the nigga may need a lifeline.
That's why Dre be mad at us now. Well, he be mad at y'all.
He be mad. He gets mad at us. He gonna be mad at us. He don't.
No, he ain't mad at us. He mad at you because you the one that sit. Well, he might be mad at me. I did say about the titty thing.
See what I'm saying? He not gonna be mad at me because all I can ask why he would know about it. You came in and started talking about his titty. See, that's why.
That's not what I was trying to say. What I was trying to say was, is that, you know,
you
so
ain't
many
say it right.
Studs,
you ain't say it right. Whatever you was
so
trying
many
to say, you ain't say it right. You ain't say it right.
You know,
and Taylor, it don't sound like she's about to say it no better now, neither. It don't sound like she's starting
no,
no
it
good.
It don't.
I want that to cut out.
So I
want to
know how she going to clean this shit up with a fucking dirty rag. How the fuck you going to do that?
Shut up. Let me say what I got to say.
Okay.
So, since so many studly women have been attracted to him, you never know what the conversations may have been. Maybe they talking about the fact. I don't know. So, I'm just saying, since he had so many studs that were after him, it's now like a stud is pregnant. She probably done had the baby. It ain't his. So, I'm just saying.
Wait, so she took the loose leaf paper out? So she's not in school no more? She dropped out of school and got pregnant? Is that what happened?
I'm so done. So I'm going to drink my Jack Daniels in one. I'm going to go back to it.
Yeah, this didn't help at all.
It didn't help at all.
That didn't help. Because I was like, what did I know about this? That explanation didn't help because now you say that she had the baby. So now it's like, so is Dre the daddy? Like,
I know what she was doing. She was trying to mesh this back into the conversation we was having about Maury. That's what she was doing. See how she was bringing it right back around full circle? She's good. She's a fucking professional. She does this.
Lord. That is not.
What
else
she was doing? Yeah, I peeped it.
No.
No, that's what he was doing.
But he's not answering none of our questions, and he's not talking to us. So maybe he's upset.
He's not upset. He's just wondering how you are making the accusation and the assumption that he knows anything about motherfucking vaginas with loose leaf paper in them. He knows nothing about that subject.
I don't know what he knows.
Dear God. I don't even know how this went off the rails so far. Like this is beyond the rails. I don't even know how this happened.
It's railing.
Dre, are you still on the line, or you just said fuck us because they was talking about your titties and your in your friend. Right.
You know what? I'm going to put him back on mute. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of him and his shit. I'm sick of him. Where's the damn app at? Where's it at? I don't know.
See,
he
y'all was out there. Y'all was out there talking about, talking about his cheese and everything. Yeah, see, because he got mad. Because y'all was talking about his titties and everything.
Listen.
And Ron thought
he was
going to go get a BBL, too. Oh, Lord.
Listen. Guess how many fucks
I tried to clean it up. I tried to help. But...
Yeah, well, that's how many fucks I give. Zero. I don't begin. I don't care. I'm going to send a memo on Monday. Going to be mad. I ain't going to do it this weekend because I got plans to get drunk with my friends. But, well, there will be a memo on Monday. It will apply to two people. And it ain't y'all. But anywho.
That sounds menacing.
I will be on the lookout for said memo, and I will have my popcorn available.
Said memo? I had popcorn. I just ate popcorn. I really just literally just sat here on this show and ate popcorn. Because y'all niggas is dumb.
Oh, we dumb. All right, no doubt.
Niggas is dumb.
Mm-hmm. It's on me.
No, no. Blame us. Yo, all right. Cash out to this question, too.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. No. Seriously. So, if a friend of yours, so it will be a female friend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Through your running or through your life or your living situation, they get to know your significant other. And the three of you now are somewhat friendly. But she's your friend and just knows your man, okay? She's a cook, she's a baker, and your man needs to have a cake done, so she does it. So that's how they have each other's number now, okay? If she texts this man, just sends him a smiley face. Is that appropriate or inappropriate?
Wait a minute. It's a smiley face after a conversation they done had, and they like, oh, it's a deal, smiley face, or it's just today is Wednesday, and I just want to send him a smiley face.
She would be the only one that can answer that question.
So I'm trying to understand the context of the smiley face. So, because I could, if it's like that's discussing some type of business or something, and he was like, oh, cool, great, deal. And she's like, smiley face, yeah.
So this is,
okay.
This is not, it's out the blue.
And she out the blue, today is Wednesday. At 5 o'clock in the
afternoon. Last time they discussed any business was, let's say, 10 days ago.
Okay. Again, it's Wednesday, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and she decides I'm gonna send him a smiley face after a 10-day conversation of we talked 10 days ago. Bitch, why? What you do that for?
And it was Wednesday at 5 o'clock. She decided that she was gonna get her ass beat.
She chose violence that day. She chose it.
I sure the hell did, because what you not gonna do, right? And I'm this way with everybody. What you not gonna do is try to come in between me and my relationship. That's what you not gonna do. And what you not gonna do is try to be petty, because here's what I see happening. What I see happening is like, oh, so
now that that's been brought to his attention, because of course he's going to tell me, which is going to make me look at you sideways. So now you're going to go back and run and tell everybody that my man wants you? No.
And now I got to fight your fat ass because you know you fat because I got you always eating cakes and pies and shit.
No. No. So you woke up and chose confusion. I woke up and chose violence. Yeah, no. I don't play about that. I do not play about that, no. Because you're not gonna purposely go out of your way to embarrass me, because now you want to try to, no, I'll beat your ass. I'll beat your ass by my husband. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Listen, she will beat your ass about her husband.
Okay. I almost had to beat up his auntie.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so yeah, I'll definitely beat up some random strength. Yeah. Each other. That one's mine.
This nigga say, wait. What the fuck was you gonna beat up Auntie for?
All right, so listen. So we got married.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. Imaz, do you know this story?
No.
And you was going to let her just pass by with just saying that shit and not question her? What the fuck's wrong with you, nigga?
We was going to come back to it. I was trying to do something right quick. But we listening now.
Yeah. Anyway, please continue, ma'am.
All right. So, we were sitting in the house, and we were talking. And I was like, you know what? I really didn't like the fact that your cousin came to our wedding and she didn't bring a gift. And he was like, yeah, I know. Like, you know, they my family is whatever. I was like, all right, no problem. Like, she wasn't rude in that, but I didn't like the fact that she ain't bring a gift. And she ain't send a gift. So his aunt, right, so she decides to send us a card in the mail, right? So she sends it to the house. So she sends the it's addressed to Mr. and Mrs. I said, okay, this is cute. So we open up the card, and she gives us a check. But instead of writing, like, our names on the check, she wrote Mr. and Mrs. Mark Williams on the check.
Okay.
I was like, okay. So, but the thing is, like, she sent it, like, we got married in May. So she sent it, like, last month sometime, like, the end of the month.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. So I wanted to say thank you, right? So me being me, I said, you know what? Now I'm going to call her. No. Like, everything in me was like, no. And then I get a text some days later, like, this was in between when we were going back and forth about his records at his mom's house. And his mom winds up getting, like, I guess his cousin. No, not his. I wasn't going to be his cousin. His auntie. I was going to be his cousin. So his mother winds up getting his cousin that came to the wedding on the phone as if though that was going to calm me down about whatever was going on. And I told her, like, I don't give a fuck about nothing you talking about. I'll beat you the fuck up, too. My husband is getting his record one way or another, he's getting his record. Needless to say, he did get his record, and everything is fine and dandy. We just don't talk to them at this point.
Wait. This went from you were going to beat his auntie ass.
No, I had the wrong person. It wasn't his auntie, it was his cousin.
You're not listening. This went from you were going to beat his auntie ass to, no, I was going to beat his cousin ass. But in reality, you was threatening his mama's ass of getting beat. Is who you was really threatening. That's who you was really threatening.
No. No, it was both of them. It was both of them.
That's
okay.
You were threatening Mama Bear. That's who you were threatening. Because you were like, nah, but the record is in your house. I will be the owner of the house that doesn't release said records. I get you. All right. That was like a hostage negotiation. I'm going to beat everybody's ass till I get the hostages. Okay, I get it. Yeah. You just like being
and the point is, I got them. And all's well that ends well.
And everybody just can know. Hear the smile right now. You smiling ear to ear right now. Talk about, and I got them. You ain't shit.
But what you're not going to do is call my phone yelling at me as if though I'm a child. Like, that's what you're not going to do. Like, my mama not here no more, right? My mama's not on this earth no more. Ain't nobody out here yelling at me. And it's behind something that you did that you thought that you was going to get away with because you just thought you was going to get away with it. No. The answer's no. You tried it. And the answer's no.
And
you're not doing it.
We would like to say no.
No.
We
decline. We decline the offer. No. Because if it was him, he would have been, because he's the calm, cool, collective one. He'd be like, you know what? Let's just find a way to deal with this the most peaceful way. Nah, bruh. I ain't got it.
Sometimes
that's
you,
not
got
me.
You got to be niggerish on niggas. Now you just got to be niggerish.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
Like, in certain situations, you really want to talk to me before you talk to him. Other situations, you really want to talk to him before you talk to me. Because once it gets to me, like, certain things, like, I don't take well to people. Because he is a really, really quiet person. He don't bother nobody. Like, he legit, anywhere he go, he sit, and he minds his business. He don't bother nobody. So for you to come and bring something to him and it's disrupting him is a problem because he don't bother nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So once it gets to the point where he now is upset, it's an issue because he's not an upset person. Like he's low-key as they come.
I'm confused on how fucking Gandhi... And you making him sound like Gandhi. How the fuck Gandhi is with fucking Hitler? How the fuck does that happen? How do those people get together?
It's called balance, nigga. It's called balance. They balance each other out.
Exactly. It's balance.
That's just
she didn't take exception to me calling her Hitler. Notice she didn't take exception to that.
Don't call that girl Hitler.
I mean,
it sounds like she's a great person.
Don't call her
Hitler. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do.
That's just like when people look at me and then they look at who I want to be with. They're like, yo, what the hell? Like, it don't make sense. But it makes sense because it balances out, even though I want to fist fight him every other day. But it makes sense. It may not make sense to you, but it makes sense.
It makes perfect sense to us.
I don't know how to fuck Martin in
mouth.
I don't understand it.
You said what?
I don't understand how Martin and Malcolm shared the same bed. I don't get it.
Because we not always Martin and Malcolm at the same time. So sometimes, like, you get, like, he'll be Martin and I'll be Malcolm. And then there's times where he'll be Malcolm and I'll be Martin. It just works out.
Okay.
It just works out. Like a prime example, if it's something dealing with the children, that is something you want to talk to me first. Like, if there's a problem with them, you want to go through me before you never want to talk to him when it comes to, like, something's wrong with the children or something happened to the children, or, like, let's say, like, there was an issue at, you know, our daughter's school where, like, the bus was late picking them up. So I had to call the school. So the thing is, like, certain stuff like that, you want to talk to me first. You don't want to talk to him. Like, when it comes to, like, Supreme, like, when Supreme hurt his knee, it was like, you want to talk to him first. You definitely don't want to talk to me. Because he was the calmer one when he found out that Supreme hurt his knee. I was livid when he hurt his knee. Because I'm like, the boy only been at the school for a whole week. How the fuck did he hurt his knee already?
Mm-hmm.
So it's situations like that. Sometimes you want to talk to me first, and then, you know, I can kind of navigate. There's other times you definitely want to talk to him first. You don't want to talk to him first. You want that buffer. That's all. That's all.
It makes sense.
Yeah, I guess.
I tell you what, though, but if it gets to the point where when you talk to him and he still ain't satisfied, I don't know what to say. I don't know. I don't know after that.
I'm done with y'all.
Work that out yourself.
Why are you done?
Why are you done? The question.
Say what?
Why are you singing your questions?
Because I feel like it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's been a long time since I've had wine and liquor.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that's the Jack and the wine. I was getting ready to say that.
She's been drinking. She's been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
This is
for a long
that.
Time.
That's exactly
y'all
what
ever
that
see
is.
Somebody lose so much weight and their head just look like a bobblehead?
Anthony Anderson.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord. Star Jones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Al Sharpton.
So, did I tell y'all I was trying
what's
to get
big,
you know
what's that bitch name? Adele. Because we ain't named nobody white yet, Adele.
You know what? Listen, I saw a picture of her the other day, and I thought that same thing. I was like, why does she look like a bobblehead? She lost too much weight. But, so, men who lead with their penis is annoying. It's annoying
where'd
as fuck. Because I've been having a conversation with somebody, and I'm like, yo, nigga, why the fuck every time I talk to you, it's on some sex shit, and I ain't never had sex with you, and I don't plan to, so therefore, why the fuck is this always the conversation? Like, the fuck, nigga, I'm not interested in that shit with you. Not once have I said, I want you to do X, Y, and Z to me.
All right.
I can't tell you what X, Y, and Z is because I didn't want to be real specific and I didn't want nobody to be like, yo, the fuck you say that shit to me. But
You stupid. All right, but I'm assuming there has to been some kind of conversation about sex for this person to even, you know what I'm saying?
The conversation was had, but now it's like, yo, like, and it wasn't even to the point of like, it was more of what do you like conversation. You know what I'm saying? Your likes and your dislikes. It was that. And now it's like, yo, the fuck, nigga, is you always on 10? Because it's 5 o'clock in the fucking morning, and my black ass is trying to get up and get ready for these goddamn flights that's going to last all goddamn day. I don't give a fuck about you being goddamn horny. I'm trying to shower and get my hair done and mind my business. I'm giving that shit my bed.
I do not.
Just like the conversation with the other morning, it's like, what are you doing? Nigga, it is 6 o'clock in the goddamn morning. What the fuck do you think I'm doing? If I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning, guess what I'm doing? I'm getting ready for work. Or I'm in the gym. Ain't too many things I'm going to be doing other than sleep if I'm up. So then he proceeds to say, what you got on? Nigga, the fuck? Pajamas. I didn't even say no sexy shit. Pajamas. You trying to come for what? No. To do what? Nigga, listen. I'm the type of person, I can't come off your fucking words, the fuck that you talking about to me, because I ain't never sat on it. I ain't never touched it. I ain't never done it. That shit could be whacking my mind. Like, I can't do that. Not no shit I ain't never had. Now, some shit that I've had, now I can fantasize about some shit that I've had. Because I got memories etched in my brain. That nigga might have signed his name across my cat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't. You and him don't match. So, the fuck? I was like, no. And that was the end of the conversation. Nigga, I'm not interested in that shit with you. I'm not. Not at all. I'm now turned off. My pussy will not jump for anything that you're talking about. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, so I'm thinking about me, myself. And when I've led with my dick, you stupid. When I've led with my dick, it's been because I felt that that's all she deserved of me.
Hmm.
Know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
like
I don't.
She ain't, we ain't on that level to have this conversation. We ain't on this level to do that together. We're not on this level to go here together. But we're on the level to get some, you know what I'm saying, some monkey magic. You know what I'm saying? I can, know what I'm saying, beat that box.
Monkey magic.
Yeah, monkey. Little Eminem.
Well, let me see if anybody know what monkey magic is. Monkey magic.
You know what I'm saying? Hope she got a magical monkey. But, you know. But yeah, so that's in my instance, that's what it's been more times than not. If it hasn't been that, then it's been just like we've had that relationship, and that's as far as we were going. But you're saying that y'all haven't got to that point.
No,
where y'all have a sexual relationship.
Right, like I've never seen it, I've never touched it, I've never put my mouth on it, and you know I have a policy about shit. So if I ain't never touched it, it ain't mine, so I don't care. It don't belong
right
to me.
Sir, please return that to sender. It's not mine.
Listen, give it back to the bitch you got to hit with. Like, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Because I'm okay. I'm all right. I don't... I got my four in rotation. I'm ignorant.
And we gonna let that breathe. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing around that.
Keisha Taylor, are you still here?
Let that bitch breathe.
There's nothing that could be said about that. I don't know.
Nothing.
I don't know.
Nothing. Just let that breathe.
Just let it breathe.
Let that comment breathe right there. It got life in it. She said, I got my fuck. I shouldn't even repeat it. My bad. I apologize.
Perfect. I'm not going to repeat it either, but the fact of the matter is, a nigga, it ain't you. It ain't you. And it ain't going to be you. And I was talking to my homegirl about it, and she's like, you going to try it? I was like, no, the fuck? I'm not interested. I'm not
okay,
about to
on
disappoint.
You talking about men leading with their dicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
A female that I know of, chick, I was talking about her the other day, last show or show before, something like that. And this chick, she finally got got her monkey tested, right? And finds out she has BV. So I'm like, what the fuck is BV? Like, belt and biv? Like what the fuck? Like, where's the vote? Like, I don't know. What the fuck is BV? I don't know what the fuck
I
is
hate it here.
BVB?
I hate it
for
here.
Sure. I didn't, Beyond Vicious? Like, what the fuck do you have? What the fuck is the BV? I don't know what that is. So she explains it to me, blah, blah, blah. They give her a fucking something, a fucking antacid fucking Tums, a fucking Alka-Seltzer, some tablet to put in your pussy to dissolve. I don't know what the fuck they did. Did some shit and some medicine or whatever. So she's with this nigga that she likes, and she like, yeah, I think we go. I mean, if you don't give your pussy a 72-hour reprieve, nigga, just because you with this dude, man, you got, like, why do you think that just because you with this man, you have to have sex with him? And if you do have to have sex, why does it have to be vaginal? Moisturize your underarm, bitch, and do something with this. Like, stop playing. Why are you sharing this fucking medicated monkey? No, that shit should be quarantined for at least 3 fucking days, nigga. Why are you leading with your pussy?
The entire time that you are on said antibiotic, you should be quarantined.
Thank you.
So,
you know what? You need to give that nigga her number and let them motherfuckers get together.
Listen, then they're going to be out here. Ew. Ew. I'm like, nigga, the fuck? What? That nigga needs his ass beat.
I mean, or maybe you could take it as a compliment that he only does this with someone the status of you, and that you are such a, you know what I'm saying, tantalized.
I don't feel like it's only me. I feel like this nigga is out here loose in his caboose, and he out here telling everything about his wang and all of it. I just feel it in my spirit. Nothing about
me. Wait.
Raise my hand.
Did you say?
Loose in the caboose. Yes, she said it. Yeah. Yes, I knew exactly where you was going. Yes, she said loose in the caboose. Yes, she said it.
Okay. It's time for you to, all right, we got 10 minutes left. It's going to be time for you to, you need to.
No, we need some water, folks. She needs water. Agua.
What? Water. Get her some water. Get her some milk. I'm not finishing
my
drink.
Yeah, she needs some milk.
I'm
going to
finish it. I'm going to finish my drink. But anyway.
And the...
That nigga's a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. He's a hoe-ass nigga. Because I feel like nothing about me is special. Like, I'm like, yo, nigga, the fuck? You tell all the girls this. Shut up. You just trying to dip your wang in everybody's sauce. No. Mm-mm. Ain't going to happen, Captain. I don't want it. Everybody's had it. Mm-mm.
Loose in the caboose, dip your wing in everybody's sauce, and it ain't happening, Captain. This nigga got all the fucking one-liners. She is a fucking pimp if I ever heard one.
I'm a what?
P.I.E., nigga. I don't know what you heard about me. Did a bitch get a dollar out of
me?
You heard me?
Okay, well, that's no problem. You can't see.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I just don't understand. And the shit is irritating as fuck. It's just irritating. It irritates my spirit every time.
Okay,
it might be time for that good old block.
No, not yet. This is what be getting me mad about women. It's twofold. I'm going to remember this. I'm not going to fall victim to the short-term memory loss because I'm smoking. You said second ago that this nigga say this, that you feel he says this to everybody, right? or multiple
mm-hmm.
women. Ding, 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 ding. I need y'all women to stop listening to us. Don't listen to shit we tell you. Listen to the shit we show you.
Exactly.
Because a nigga call you this, that, and the third, but if he doesn't treat you like this, that, and the third, he doesn't believe what the fuck he is saying. He's just saying that instead of leading with his penis, he's leading with his words. That's what he's doing.
And them shits is no, whack. That nigga can't read. He don't know what the words mean.
Very possible.
Nothing.
I'm saying. Now,
that nigga need a dictionary.
You stupid. See, and you just made me forget what I was going to say. See, that's that dumb shit. That's that bullshit.
Oh, God. Okay. And?
I can't
you
remember.
You still don't remember?
Don't remember.
Listen, nigga, stop smoking. Stop smoking the weed.
I will not.
Dare to keep the kids off drugs.
We need a drug, nigga. If that's the case, we need to keep the children off motherfucking sugar. That's a bigger drug than weed, nigga.
Dare to keep everybody off everything. Except for me and this Jack Daniels and this one.
I'm going to need you to stop mixing libations, nigga. One fucking alcohol at a time, nigga.
Nigga, I've been doing this for how long? How long?
And how long I've been telling you stop doing that. The fuck?
No, and the reason why I did it today is because the post that Keisha Taylor Williams had sent me last year that said people who drink, who mix liquor and wine together are different types of alcoholics came up in my memories today. Matter of fact, we're going to share it. Yeah?
I'm done. I'm done. So you go blame her for your fucking, your 12 steps. No doubt.
Listen. I've been doing this for a while. You know, sometimes I drop Hennessy in my liquor. Well, I didn't do that today. I did Jack Daniels.
For a second, I thought you said I dropped penis in my liquor. For a second, I thought you said that. But then I heard the issue. I was like, oh, whoa. What did she just say? Oh, okay. She said Hennessy. My bad.
What?
You've probably done that too, nigga.
What? No, I ain't never done that. No.
Shit, I've used my dick as a stirrer once or twice.
Oh, my God. Not doing this shit with you.
Let me stir your drink.
Not doing it.
Hey,
okay, it is it's time to get on out of here.
Ron's ass.
My bad. I'm sorry. I had to transform and went back to that. Give me some time. My bad. I apologize. My bad.
You're bad.
I'm just saying, my bad. I apologize. But yeah, but I remember what I was going to say the second thing, but the first thing, yeah. Don't be listening to what fucking niggas say. Because a nigga will tell you any fucking thing.
They will.
Please, women. I hate to make it sound like we ain't shit, because y'all know I'm usually taking the man's side. But on this right here, yeah, don't be listening to us. Because I've seen it. And you know what? Y'all ain't shitting either. So, but I'm just.
Wait a minute.
Because I was just thinking about somebody. I was just thinking of somebody who I know that tell women like anything, right? And then I'm walking up the steps the other day, and I see one of these women who act like she holier than thou, with the nigga hugged up.
Not
in the
one
fucking,
of them.
I'm yes.
One of them.
I'm
no.
Bitch. You cursed the motherfucker out outside in front of everybody else, but now inside in the fucking hallway. Not even in your house, nigga, on the steps. Oh, you're a dirty whore.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
I'm not a dirty whore.
That's what he said.
And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with dirty whores. They have their place. They should be respected like any other living being. However, don't act like you're not one when you are one.
Oh, so you, okay, so, okay. Okay, I get it. Don't act like your shit don't stay, bitch. We know that roses smell like boo-boo.
Boo-boo, I'm done. What about
what?
I'm done.
Well, say what you about to say.
All right, fuck what I was about to say. This is what I'm going to say. I'm sick of grown-ass motherfucking women, and I don't hear men doing this. I hear women doing this shit. You grown. We're going to use grown terms. It's not boo-boo. All right? Your man ain't got no wee. If your man got a wee-wee, bitch, he's your boyfriend. He's not your man. Okay? Okay. Please stop
using
children terms for grown people shit. Can we stop doing that, ladies?
No, the reason why they say that shit is like, you know, his weenie, because that nigga got a weenie. That mean that nigga got a toddler penis. So that's why she called that nigga a weenie.
Taylor, she said toddler.
Says, and the song says, "Roses do really smell like boo-boo." That's where that came from. The song says that part.
Toddler penis, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga's got a weenie.
He got a little sausage.
He got a little baby done. Weenie. Little weenie ass nigga.
Where the white woman? Because this nigga is in rare form right now. She about to say something that she ain't supposed to say. I hear it about to come out.
Definitely.
You about to say something. You about to say something. And you might even use a person's real name. So please, don't do it.
No. What are you talking about?
Nothing.
I ain't about to say nothing. Anyway. What is he secret knife swimming? Why is it upside down? I'm watching the synchronized swimmer.
Is this the Olympics? No.
It's on the Instagram page. It's a video.
This nigga, you got me stuttering. Will you cue the fucking white woman?
Why? We're talking. We're having a conversation.
No, you're fucking scrolling. You're not even fucking talking. This nigga over here is fucking about to fall asleep. This nigga over here is fucking pent up in his car, you know what I'm saying, for the last 8 hours.
No,
got him on mute.
No, he hung up because y'all was talking about him. And
wait a minute.
And his goodly ass ways. And he out there hoeing in the street. He left here at 10:04. To go home.
What you was gonna say, Taylor? Go ahead. What you was gonna say, Taylor? Wait a minute. Go ahead. What you gonna say?
First of all, she said, "Y'all, it wasn't y'all talking about him. It was y'all too. I was just trying to get clarification to why he would know about the people in the jail and the dam and the loose leaf paper. Y'all was talking about him having titties and getting BBLs. I didn't say that."
I'm mad that I asked you to speak just for you to fucking ease out the fucking the blame game. No, nigga, you part of this shit too, nigga. No, we, nigga. Fuck that. We, nigga.
We in this together.
Because at every point that I or Kitty may have said something, you was chuckling like a motherfucker. You was giggling at each one of our motherfucking comments. Oh, wait a minute, raising my hand, nigga, don't try to fucking deny culpability now that the fucking, nah, nigga, you part of this shit too, nigga. This is bigger than Nino Brown. Keisha Taylor is the motherfucking head of the CMB. Motherfucker, Keisha Taylor Williams, hyphenation. That's the fuck they call her, hyphenation.
All of that is false.
Fuck you trying to back out of the you just as guilty as any fucking body else. Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
No, I am not. Not today. No, I am not. No,
nigga, you
I
was just, you was just talking about beating Mark Mama ass. I heard you.
She don't say that.
That ain't
she
got nothing to do. That ain't got nothing to do.
She didn't say that. She didn't say that. She said. She said that. She won't be the cousin and the aunt. She won't be the cousin and the aunt.
You defending her, but she not defending herself. You understand that?
Right. Right, like, ma'am, you just not going to defend yourself. You won't let everybody else defend you. You not going to try to defend yourself, ma'am. She's like, nope. I'm not going to do
no,
that.
No, I say what I say. But, again, I didn't say nothing about Dre today. Because I made an executive decision today.
Let me go back to Dre. Yeah, she go back to Dre. We talk about his mom.
And she said today. I didn't say nothing about him today. Now listen, that may have been other times. I may have said something, but today I did not say anything.
I didn't because I made the executive decision not to say nothing about him today because I was like, all right, maybe, you know, he began upset and stuff. And I don't want to be the one to upset him.
And
because,
I
I wasn't going to make fun of his belly or nothing. I said, I'm not going to do that.
Oh,
and I didn't.
Right. Wait, nobody said nothing about no bellies. Where that from?
I didn't.
I'm going to get my stomach done. We talked about bellies earlier.
Yeah, you always fucking something up, son. I was about to corner her, and here you go giving her out. Ain't nobody said about belly. She said, abba. No, I talked about belly. Nigga, if you don't shut the fuck up.
You should.
No,
I'll
explain myself.
She let you out the corner with the, what happened?
I say usually when I do talk about Dre, I do talk about how hefty he is. But I say today I wasn't going to say nothing about him, and I didn't. Because I was like, he's not going to be upset.
I'm not going to let you continue this lie. Just shut your fucking mouth. You never talk about Dre. Any of sexiness. Shut your fucking pie hole. You're lying.
I cannot with this whole conversation. It's too much.
You're lying. I've never heard you say Dre and sexy in the same sentence.
I didn't say that just now.
She ain't never going to believe it.
I usually talk about
Dre and his sexiness. That's what she said.
No, she said hefty. She said hefty. Fat.
Oh, heftiness.
Chunky.
Oh. My bad. I apologize. Like, you see how appalled I was? I thought you said sexiness. My bad.
No. Oh, no, that's not something I was
how appalled I was.
No, I said heftiness.
Okay, my bad.
I usually talk about that, but I didn't want to today because I said I was going to make the decision to not upset him today because I was hoping he was going to stay for the whole show, but he didn't because y'all was talking about him getting the PBO and his studs and the newspaper. So here we are.
That don't make it better. That's okay. Wait, when I think back on it, that don't, I was going to talk about his heftiness. Nigga, that's not better. Wait a minute. Wait a second. You didn't clean it up. You just dirtied it different. What the fuck you mean is heftiness?
He's not gonna talk about it. He's dead.
Y'all go respect Dre. I'ma put my fucking feet down.
You came in talking about something, getting his titties done. The fuck are you talking about?
Oh, my bad. Forget I said that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Y'all stop talking about that little nigga. You know, he's sensitive.
This nigga said, if you would have just killed white women 7 minutes ago, we wouldn't have had this conversation. We wouldn't have had this circle back around. But no, you want to fucking talk. You want to bump your gums.
Not bump your gums.
Oh, God. Lucy, it's been a long time since we've kicked you like
whole second.
What?
Y'all done made me roll the second blunt.
Nigga, you ain't nobody made you do nothing. You did that on your goddamn own.
You ain't never lied.
Oh, we saw nothing. They made me do it. No, bitch, you put it to your own goddamn mouth, and you did it your goddamn self.
That's what I said to her.
Oh, Lord. All right, it's definitely time for the white woman at this point.
We'll get right up.
It's time.
Let's see. Next Friday,
I have dick jokes and the show's over. Dick jokes about my dick and the show's over. I talk about anybody else shit, we can keep going, right? No doubt. Fuck yeah.
Listen, little fella weenie. Be quiet.
That's never been said. Okay, nigga.
And I will never know anything.
I was at my motherfucking pediatrician fucking appointment, and that shit wasn't said, nigga.
Nigga, how you know? How you remember the pediatrician? Nigga, you was 8,000 years old. How do you remember the pediatrician?
Oh, Lord. Okay. Okay.
8,000?
Not 8,000.
8,000 for real.
Oh, that's what she said.
You thinking you knew Moses? So I need to understand how you remember the pediatrician.
Not Moses. Okay.
Yep, it's time to go. Now Ron's mad at me.
No, I'm not mad. It's just hard as hell to hold my fucking tongue. It's hard as hell, but I'm proud of myself. I'm showing restraint. I'm smoking. That's what I'm doing.
Anyway, okay, we're gonna wrap up. Next week we play by ear because I will probably be out in the sky. So we got. Okay. And lately we've been getting done at fucking midnight. Like, fuck, who the fuck does this shit? Who the fuck is flying at 11 o'clock at night? Where the fuck are you going? You get home sleep.
To your destination? What kind of fucking question is that?
Listen, and it'd be dumb destinations too. It'd be like Roanoke, Virginia. Why the fuck are you flying into Roanoke, Virginia at 11 o'clock? You should go earlier.
Right, so boom. Funny you say Roanoke, right?
Oh,
they got a job opening in Roanoke at my position. So I looked at it, and I thought about, I said, yo, if I transfer there, the cost of living is like 15-20% cheaper, and I take my salary with me. Nigga, I'm thinking about it. Oh, but my baby's up here. Oh, shit.
It's about a 2.5 hour drive, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to myself. I could come pick her ass up. I could do that. I'm thinking of, So basically, you get a 20% rate that the cost of living is 20% cheaper. Nigga, what? Oh, no. Anyway, I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I do that shit. You know. And you know how many holes are poor in that area? Oh, my God. All I got to do is walk outside with $73. I walk outside with $73 and I'll come home with three bitches. You crazy?
This nigga out here tricking in Roanoke.
I'm going to get a big bottle of motherfucking, what's that shit y'all be drinking? Fucking Moscato? No,
I don't drink that shit.
Fucking a big bottle of Tito's. They drink Tito's? That's what the birds drink?
Look who we got.
That's the
bird.
Oh, my
they
God.
Eat bird
sorry.
Feet.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The white woman was coming. I'm sorry. I get carried away. I apologize.
Yeah, I thought she had lost weight. Okay, we're going to get Rego now because I'm scrolling on Instagram again. So we're going to get Rego. So next week we'll play it by ear. I'll let you know how this goes. Y'all be good. Don't get in no trouble this weekend. Do some shit that you think I might do because I'm going to do it too. Yeah. Whatever.
I got to go buy some baby oil.
I had no intention of using no baby oil for any other no reason. But okay. All right. Go get you some baby oil. All right. Go ahead. Go for broke. All right. See you guys next week. Be good. Bye, black people.
Good night.